On handling any claim, it is important to recognize, first, that this aggressive mental suggestion is a false belief. Quote, I know there is no such thing, even though I seem to believe it. Close quote. Second, it cannot mesmerize me to make me believe or think about it. It cannot do a thing to change my thinking or to anybody's thinking. It cannot mesmerize the Christ consciousness. It cannot be done. And therefore, it cannot create or determine any discordant phenomenon. Third, the Christ consciousness creates and determines its own universe. It is determining all that is going on or doing anything, and it operates as law to all that seems to be going on. It is as true of you as it is of God. So you are, by reflection, creating and determining your own universe. Your thinking creates your universe and determines it. And your universe is your own image and likeness. Aggressive mental suggestion is not anything. It cannot do anything to the Christ consciousness. It must be recognized as a claim of mesmerism. See the spiritual fact about which a belief is a lie. A woman, a second reader, had a claim to meet for herself during the time she was reading, but she failed to meet it very well. She declared the claim was not real, and that it was only a lie and had no truth in it, no reality, etc. But that was not enough to meet the claim. Of course, had her vision been big enough, it would have met anything. But unless her vision was great enough to wipe out the belief and melt it away, just denying it was not enough. That is a too common tendency of Christian Scientists. She should have declared that the Christ consciousness could not be mesmerized to accept that claim, that it could not mesmerize her, that it could not do a thing to the Christ consciousness, and so be objectified as a physical claim. You can't be mesmerized by belief. Aggressive mental suggestion is the prince of this world that has nothing in us, in the Christ consciousness, to respond. Another Christian Scientist found it necessary to free herself from the claim of being dominated by another woman. And as she knew that the Christ consciousness could not be mesmerized by the aggressive mental suggestion of willpower and her fear of another person, the suffering grew less until she lost all sense of fear that objectified itself as a sense of suffering. A great sense of love came to her for that person, and she was conscious of her freedom from the claim of human will or domination. The love that took the place of fear was the liberator. The Christ consciousness had demonstrated that it could not be mesmerized by the aggressive mental suggestion. Mrs. Eddy once said something like this to someone, quote, as long as you believe in evil at all, you will have to continue with specific claims. Close quote. It is our belief in evil that makes us respond to aggressive suggestion, to fear, hate, materia medica, jealousy, covetousness, and suspicion, and so makes us determine our own suffering. It is our mentality which determines not only our own heaven and our own universe, but our own hell. It is our belief in the reality of hate, jealousy, materia medica in general, that makes us respond to their aggressive mental suggestions, and so suffer from them, instead of being above them and out of their reach. Mr. Kimball said that scorn never affected him because he had risen above it. Then, to criticize these errors in others means that you are believing in them, and therefore you may seem to suffer from them unless you strip these lies of reality. In other words, handle them as aggressive mental suggestions without power or influence, because they have no truth or substance, nothing out of which to produce phenomena. You should pray, Father, forgive them for believing in hatred. It is said of Jesus that he meekly met the mockery of his unrecognized grandeur. He would rather recognize the person's real grandeur than to find something to criticize. Do you long to have others recognize your real grandeur? Do you think others long or yearn to have their real grandeur recognized? Don't you think it would heal you to behold your real grandeur? There is just one grandeur, and that is the grandeur of the idea of love and truth, the grandeur of divine science, and it is the grandeur of every one of us. The young woman who overcame domination knew she had to work this problem out in her own thinking, not in another's thinking. It was not what the other person was thinking, but what she thought the other person was thinking. It was all aggressive mental suggestion that someone was thus and so. Her demonstration that she was the Christ consciousness and could stand as the Christ consciousness and break down every mesmeric suggestion of fear and reign supreme as love solved her problem, and it will solve every problem of fear. The first step in the demonstration is your knowing that you, the Christ consciousness, cannot be mesmerized by another's thinking. This keeps you from seeming to be mesmerized. Jesus could see instantly with the Christ consciousness what the other person was thinking, and he could see the nothingness of it. It is important to see what others are thinking, or what the thinking is that is trying to mesmerize your thinking. Never mind about the other person. It is the aggressive mental suggestion trying to mesmerize your thinking that you need to discern. Be sure this is always done on a scientific basis. The aggressive mental suggestion that is trying to influence both you and the other person is wholly something within the radius of your own thinking. And often, you do not heal a thing until you have discerned or uncovered the aggressive mental suggestion that is specifically trying to mesmerize you or your patient and be objectified as some discordant claim. Divine love pursues the aggressive mental suggestion that hides itself, strips off its disguise, and the evil uncovered is destroyed. Quote, acknowledgement of error and of its operation must precede that understanding of truth that destroys error. Close quote. Science and Health, 252, 8-14. If you know what the aggressive mental suggestion is, you can destroy it instantly. To illustrate, a disloyal student, formerly a director of the Mother Church, came to our church in California. A student became ill. Even the third treatment apparently had no effect. Then, the practitioner saw he must discern what the aggressive mental suggestion was that was claiming to mesmerize the Christ consciousness, and thus bring the serpent out of its hole. As the practitioner, I asked Infinite Mind, Infinite Omnipresence, my own presence, my own mind, because that is the only infinite mind there is, to reveal it to me. I did not ask the aggressive mental suggestion to reveal it, but I asked mind, the Christ consciousness. I appealed, as Jesus did, to God and God's idea, the same infinite omnipresence, the one mind, my own mind, because there isn't any other mind to appeal to. Almost at once, something like this began to form in my thinking. Quote, no mental aggressive suggestion, calling itself an ex-official of the Mother Church, could cooperate, along with another so-called Christian Science practitioner or teacher, through any claim of hatred of me or anybody at all, and so be objectified as a discordant claim within the radius of my thinking as my patient or student. Close quote. I declared, it cannot be done. Aggressive mental suggestion cannot operate in such a way to mesmerize the Christ consciousness and so be objectified as discordant physical phenomena. For the only official of the Mother Church, the only practitioner or teacher or student or anybody at all, is the Christ consciousness. And there is nobody mesmerized. By this time, the patient said, I think I will get up and dress. That was the end of the mesmerism. The Christ consciousness maintained its balance over the aggressive mental suggestion and healed instantly.